he said, yeah, and tell Aunt Lucy that it's his aunt, you know, she could go. Mm-hmm. So I come over here and told Lucy, and we got all ready for Cyrus at 5 o'clock the next morning. He's going to drive in here. Had all kinds of storms, and I don't know what all. In the meanwhile, Uncle Alt died before Cyrus got here. Aww. But we went on anyhow, mm-hmm. and I went out there to his funeral, mm-hmm. and that was at Poplar, California. He's buried in California. Mm-hmm. And some of them asked Janetta, I was going. She says, why, you know she'll go? Sarge had bought a brand new car just before then, and Exie told me that he didn't know what time he's going to have to go to California. And so I know when Uncle Alt left, I put my arms around him, pulled him over, and kissed him on the cheek. And I said, Uncle Alt, I'll see you again. He said, no, you won't either, because you won't be able to come. But I know Sarge would take me. And so I said, well, it wasn't, what is you? Why not go? Had a good place to sit, and Lucy took a feather bed, believe it or not. Put it in the
back. Oh, you don't mean it.
Put it in the back, you know, in the seat. And she's loaded down with medicine, and I was loaded down with my pills. And me and her stuck to her feather bed and went right on.
Well, isn't that something?
And Janetta told him, says, you know she'll go. And I said, why, sure. I had just sat around home all the time anyhow. Why not just sit in that car?
Yeah, well, and might as well. It'd be no different sitting around anywhere else. Well, how many children do you have?
I've got 2 children, and I've married 18 years before I ever had everyone. I'm 35 years old, when you can guess at her age.
Uh-huh.
And then Margie, Janetta's nearly 4 years older than Margie. And I've got 7 grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
3 boys and 4 girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm married at Marlton by Justice of the Peace, Orion mm-hmm. Bale, the 22nd of October 1914. If my husband and I live. So this October we've been married 60 years.
Oh.
And he put up a year, and no, he didn't put up a year, but he had to go to World War I.
Oh, he did. He had to go to World War I. Oh, that's his picture.
He went, and then that's what Nixon sent me after he passed away.
Oh.
He went the 22nd of July, I think it was, 1918. He mm-hmm. come back the first day of April, 1919. And I live 6 miles west of Scotland.
Mm-hmm.
And I moved from there to about 4 or 5 miles east of Clinton, away back down on the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
I moved with a team of young mules and a wagon.
Oh.
Of course, women can't do anything now.
No, they couldn't do that anymore. You know they couldn't. Well, was he from Marlton? That's where your husband?
No, he had went off down there. His father and mother said he didn't have any folks and didn't have any home. And he'd went down there and hired by the month to work.
Mm-hmm.
And we went off down there to pick cotton.
Oh, I see.
And we married before I left to come home. And Leah just stayed on down there with the man he's working for.
Mm-hmm.
Made a sharecrop then when mm-hmm. it come spring, time to plant a crop.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we moved back up there where he is raised, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have any. He had a half brother, but that's all the folks he had.
Mm-hmm.
And
where was he born?
He was born the other side of Scotland, about two and a half miles, I guess, the other side of Scotland, on the highway now. It is 95, I think, it goes to Marlton, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, he was born there on that highway. I was raised there and spent all of his life there.